At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hi, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. And my name is Michael, and I am so glad that you're here tonight. I want to apologize openly for Friday's program. We were having technical difficulties. I had no choice except to go off the air, really. I kept getting knocked off the air. But I do apologize to Andrew that we were going to have on with us, and any inconvenience that it caused him or anybody else. So I wanted to do that before we did anything else, and explain what happened. We do have a guest tonight, and hate to say, but I'm having a really hard time pronouncing her name, but she is here tonight, and we'll get her on here, and she can pronounce her name here in a few minutes. But I do appreciate her coming on, and she's going to be talking about feng shui and numerology and whatever else is on her heart, and so we do appreciate her coming on here tonight. And actually, I met her through another guest that we had on here, and so, you know, and she's from Oklahoma, and Oklahoma is a very nice place to be from, I guess. And so I used to have some relatives that lived down in Oklahoma. I still do have relatives down in Oklahoma. So I'm glad she's here tonight. And we're going to go ahead and do our opening prayer, and then we're going to do our opening song. I always follow the leading of Spirit here. And so we're going to go ahead and do our opening prayer. And I have a friend right now. Her name's Connie, and her last name starts with an O, and she really has some difficulties right now, and so she really needs our prayers, just some things going on in her life. I don't feel comfortable sharing all that, but Spirit knows her needs and what's on her mind and what's on her heart tonight, and that's all that really matters, right? I mean, that's one thing I love about Spirit. Spirit knows exactly where we are in our lives and know exactly what we need and provide that if we just allow them to. You know, sometimes I feel like that sometimes we can tie the hands of Spirit somehow, you know, by not, you know, doing the things that they want us to do, not following that leading. And so, you know, I think it's all about energy flow, and it's all about in that. And I think that's what feng shui is. I don't really understand feng shui. I don't even know what feng shui is, I guess. But we'll find out here in a few minutes. But right now, let's go ahead and go to prayer, okay? Father, Mother, God, man, I just thank you for our guest tonight. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just bless her right now. And Father, Mother, God, just ease any nervousness that she might have or anything that is bothering her right now. And Father, Mother, God, just begin to speak to her so she can speak to us what you would have us to hear tonight. And Father, Mother, God, teach us about how to put our lives in order, how to arrange things where we could have better energy flow in our lives, and how we can let that flow into our lives, because that's what you want for us. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for my listeners, as always. I pray that you would just meet their needs, and that you would just touch their lives right now, whatever needs they have. Father, Mother, God, that you would just meet them. And I believe you can. Father, Mother, God, I have my own personal request, and I'm going to not announce what that is tonight. But Father, Mother, God, you know what's on my heart, and that's all that really matters. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just give me the wisdom and guidance to make the right choices in my own life. and those decisions that I need to make. And Father, Mother, God, lead us all into where you want us to be. Because that's what the bottom line is in all of it, is where you want us to be. What you have for our higher good. What you want for our lives. Because what you want for our lives is what I want for our lives. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for that. Father, Mother, God, as we get ready to go into this opening song, I just pray that you would just let us focus on you. Let go of all the things that have bugged us today. All those things that might have put us on edge today. And just let us focus on you. And let that energy begin to flow through us. Through every chakra, through every part of our bodies. And we say namaste. Surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit. Now I say namaste. And I say amen. And you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Our guest is next. And we'll be learning a whole lot about her, a whole lot about what she does, and how she all got started and all that stuff. Here in just a few minutes. But right now, let's play our opening song and we'll be right back. Okay. All right. Before we get my guest on with me, I want to go over the card for the show, and then we're going to do a little exercise, and just be patient with me. Spirit is leading me in a direction, so we're just going to go with the flow here for a minute. But the card comes from my Gaia deck, and it's the Dream card. And the bottom of the card, it says, something is revealed, insight, and breakthrough. And I don't know about you, but I do know about me. And we stand at that place. You know, more than ever, as we go into this new energies and as we go forward, more than ever, we need insight. We need to have clear vision of where we're going. If we don't have clear vision of where we're going, then how are we going to know when we get there? How are we even going to know how to get there? Because we don't know where we're going. So we need insight. That's what this show is about, to give you that, to help you with that. That's what my business is about. Insights with Michael is to give you that insight. And we also need breakthrough. You know, we're stagnated. I was just looking at our guest's website, and she talks about feng shui. And feng shui, you have qi that starts at the front door, and it comes into your home. And if your house is not in where the energy can flow, what I understand about feng shui is then it can get stagnated. It can get blocked. But I also believe that in our lives, that if we have energy blocks inside of us, it's hard for that energy to get through. So we have to have a breakthrough. We have to let that chi move. And we're going to be learning more about that here in just a few seconds from my guests. But because I'm no expert in feng shui. Okay, that's not my area of expertise. But I do have somebody that it is their expertise. And so we're going to be talking about that in just a second. But the one thing I want us to do before we bring her on is I want us to say three times what I'm about to say out loud, and then we're going to say it together. First of all, I'm going to say it without you all, so we'll know what we're saying. And this is what Spirit wants us to say tonight as we get ready to go into the show. I want all that Spirit wants for me. Okay, we're going to say that three times. And you got to say it like you mean it, okay? So we're going to say, I want all that Spirit wants for me, okay? I want all that Spirit wants for me is what we're going to say. We're going to say it together, okay? We're going to say it three times. Ready? I want all that Spirit wants for me. I want all that Spirit wants for me. I want all that Spirit wants for me. Now I want you to take a deep breath in. I want you to breathe out. And now, let's welcome our guest, and I'll have her say her name. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, I appreciate you coming on. I'm sorry I'm having a hard time with your name. Could you say your name for us? I'm not really good at names.
It's really simple. It's said exactly the way it's written. Sunita, okay. Sitara.
Sunita, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I just sometimes when I'm in spirit or something, I just have a hard time with names sometimes. Everything looks backwards or sideways or something. But I do appreciate you coming on. And the one thing I like about you already is your energy. I can feel your energy. And so to begin with, because I don't really know you, you got to know about us through somebody else, and I'm glad about that. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into feng shui, and then we'll figure out what feng shui is and all that stuff? Because a lot of people, it's very interesting. I've talked to a lot of people today, and a lot of my listeners don't even know what that is. So hopefully we'll know what that is by the time the show ends tonight. But we do welcome you to the program. So just tell us a little bit about you and how you got started on all this.
Okay, thank you. Feng shui is how you can bring harmony into your home. And my mother always did that with our home. It's kind of a good idea to get rid of clutter. And there's just different areas of your home that correspond to the Bhagwa map in your home floor plan. There's a Bhagwa map that you can put on top of it, and then you can figure out where your career area is, or where your financial area is, or where your romance area is, or your fame and reputation. There's 9 different areas, and you can energize different areas for different results. So that's kind of like feng shui in a nutshell.
Okay. Yeah, because I have a friend, actually. She was talking about feng shui the other day when I was over at her shop. She has a flower shop, and she's really into this right now, and she was setting everything in different corners and lining things up in different places and saying, you know, this is my so-and-so corner, and this is my so-and-so corner. I was like, okay, I don't get any of it. This is not my area. I mean, this is not my area of expertise. So what I would understand about from what you just said, so every home has different areas, like 9 areas. Is that correct?
Every home has the same 9 areas. You have your career area. You have career, helpful people. Your spirituality area. You have extended family, overall health, your creativity and children area, romance area, fame and reputation. Not necessarily that you're going to be famous, but the fact that what type of reputation you have in your community and your financial area, I can go into a person's home and pretty much within the first 5 minutes figure out exactly where they're having problems. If they're having marital problems, they will have a lot of clutter in the romance area. If they're having problems with their finances, they will have problems in their financial area. So most people actually end up doing feng shui very intuitively, even if you don't know what feng shui is. Right. You always know when you go into a person's home whether you feel comfortable there or not. That's your intuition speaking to you. So you always need to listen. If you don't like something in your home, then the energy in your home is trying to speak to you and let you know that there's something quite not right.
Okay. And now... I noticed on your site, because I was over your site just a few minutes ago, you know, you talked about a map, and I think you mentioned it just a minute ago. Now, how would somebody, you know, like for myself, let's just take me for an example. Let's say I have a house. How would I know where these 9 areas are? Are they different? Everybody's home? I mean, they're probably not all in the same areas, are they?
No, they're not. You draw out your floor plan, and then you superimpose the Bhagwa map on top of that. You need to draw your floor plan down of your home, and then you'll figure it out. A lot of people get confused. They think that their financial area is where they need to be writing their bills or paying their checks or stuff like that.
Right.
But your financial area, like my financial area, is in my garage, and your garage is included in the overall floor plan. And then the chi, the universal chi, is going to enter through your front door. And a lot of people get confused about if my house is facing south, is it bad luck, and things like that. So there's a lot of misinformation out there. So everybody's financial area is going to be in a different location according to their home's floor plan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's what I was trying to, you know, like I said, I mean, this is the first time I really actually talked to somebody, you know, in this area. And I was thinking, man, you know, I don't think it's probably the same in everybody's home, because everybody's home would be different. Everybody's lives are different. And, you know, everybody's energy. Now, for somebody that didn't, maybe somebody's out here listening to us right now that doesn't even understand what chi is, could you explain what that is, just in case somebody doesn't know what that means?
Sure. It's just basically universal energy. It's just, it's kind of like the force from Star Wars. It's in every living thing. It's just energy that's moving through not only you, but also your home. So the mouth of the chi is your front door, and that's how the energy enters your home. So say, for example, you have a lot of debris, or you haven't, swept your walkway to the front of your home, or even if you don't open your front door. I know a lot of people in the United States or in North America enter their home from the garage, and they don't ever use their front door. It's always a good idea to open up your front door and sweep the steps to your front door, because that is how the energy is entering your home. And a lot of times, if you feel stagnant or lethargic, take a good look at what is happening to the front door and to your entryway. Or if your front door sticks, then that means you are stuck in your life. There's You know, feng shui is very metaphorical. There's different things, like if the door is stuck or you can't quite get a handle on the door handle, that means you can't really get a handle on your life. So it kind of mirrors whatever is happening in your home, mirrors in your life, because your personality is embedded in your home, and so you are your home and your home is you. So whatever you're putting out there is something that you, first of all, you're putting in your home. So if your home is cluttered or there's a lot of disorganization, you will find that that trickles through your daily life. It will trickle through your finances. It will trickle through your love and romance. It will trickle through your health. If your home is disorganized or there's a lot of stuff just lying around, I can bet that you don't feel like you have a lot of energy. Also, if your clocks are not working or they're running behind or they're running too fast, that's metaphorical for your time. So I could go on about this. I don't think an hour-long program is long enough.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and yeah, because there's probably a lot of stuff. But, you know, and I would tell people, you know, could you give us your website, please? That way, if people are interested. And I would suggest they go over there, because there's a lot of information about all this stuff right on your site. So can you give us your website?
Sure. It's www.sunitasitara.com. So it's just my name, sunitasitara.com. I also write articles on feng shui in a monthly magazine. So those articles are all uploaded onto the website, and the Bhagwa map is on there. And I also send out newsletters every single month. And then also there's a link to my Facebook page where I do feng shui tips every single day on the Facebook page. And it's just called Sunita's Feng Shui. So there's a ton of information out there that you can, I think that the website, I'm really glad I started uploading all of the different articles I write. And then the radio shows that I do with my sister, those are on there every single month, because I do a show on feng shui every single month with her.
Yeah, because I was over there, and you have like a feng shui tip on your thing about burning a red candle and you know, and stuff like that. And I found, you know, I find this very interesting, and I'm going to you know, really look at your site more, and 'cause I find I just find it more intriguing. Now, you're talking about a map, and you keep calling it a Bon Joie map. Okay,
so
what is that? What does that stand for?
Bagua.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah. Now, what does that stand for? And
Bagua is just kind of like, it's nine quadrants. It's a Chinese word, so it's nine separate quadrants. So the chart is just, the Bagua map is, it's really simple because it's nine equal quadrants. And when you put that on top of your home's floor plan, there's possibility that two rooms will end up being in one quadrant of the Bagua map. So, for example, my laundry room and my garage kind of end up being in my financial area. And so I just make sure that my laundry room is in good shape, and so is my garage, that there isn't a lot of clutter in that corner. You know, a lot of times people have a tough time. They go, I can't, you know, find love and romance. Here are some simple things that you can do, especially if you're single. You want to make sure that you have two nightstands on either side of your bed. Because when you have just one nightstand on your side and you're single, the message that you're sending out into the universe is that you're fine being single. You're not really making room for someone else. So it's very important to have two nightstands for your bedroom. It's important to have a solid headboard for your bed, because that supports you as well as the relationship. And a lot of people put stuff underneath their bed. They, you know, use that as storage. Well, you don't want that because you need to be able to have the chi circulate from under your bed, over your bed, and around you, and that will give you better health. And I understand that people are, you know, challenged as far as store space is concerned, but you want to have good health and you want to have a good, solid relationship, so don't, you know, store stuff under your bed. The best thing that I can recommend to your listeners is get rid of as many things as you possibly can. Anything you don't love doesn't get to live with you.
Right, yeah. Yeah, because a lot of times we just keep stuff and we just pile stuff in our lives that we no longer need. It no longer benefits us, and we're just hanging on to stuff. And probably in a lot of ways we're hanging on to something emotional. Would you agree with that? If we're hanging on to something, there's an emotional attachment to that?
Yes, whenever you're hanging on to something, if you're hanging on to something, then that is causing you pain sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, and it's very interesting. You were talking about the nightstands on the bed, and I'm single, but so maybe some of the stuff I just done not knowing that I'm doing the right thing, because I always would have two nightstands beside my bed, you know, and so I've been doing some of the stuff not even knowing I'm doing it. So, like I said,
you know, earlier, people do feng shui very intuitively. If you're single and you want to invite romance into your life, then make sure you have space in your bathroom also, so you can have a place for two toothbrushes, so that you can have a space for the person. So that you're kind of sending out the message that you're open to somebody sharing your space with you.
Yeah. Because it's very interesting, because I was doing this not even knowing I was doing it. In my medicine cabinet, I would always keep one shelf empty. I never would put anything there. And not knowing why I never put anything there, but it was just like, okay, there's a reason. And, you know, and that was sending a message out into the universe saying, hey, you know what? I do want somebody in my life. I do want to pull this energy into me. And it's just amazing how all that stuff really does work and how it will help us. The one that I also noticed on your site, you were talking about, you know, if you want to bring money in, you know, put a fish by, you know, where you want money and see that as your business and stuff. You know, I just find, now, how did you get into this? I would, you know, we talked about it, but how did you really get started in this? Was your family a big influence?
My mother was a very big influence. She just really would clear out things. And, we lived in Nairobi in Kenya, in East Africa. And every 3 or 4 months, she would just change the furniture around. And my dad never knew where his favorite chair was going to end up, you know.
Right.
So it was really always interesting. She had different kind of slip covers, and she'd bring those out at different times of the year. But as I got older, and then when I had children, I just started experimenting first on myself and then family and friends. And within 2 weeks, I started noticing that there was just a tremendous difference. You know, when you change your energy, when you change things around, you know how much better you feel when you have washed all of the dishes in the kitchen, you've put everything away, and the kitchen looks great, you've gone ahead and folded all of your laundry and put it away, or whenever you organize even your papers, there's just a real great sense of satisfaction. So that is the premise, you know, for feng shui. And when I started doing, anytime I would look at something that would bring an uncomfortable memory back that was attached to an object, I have, you know, met a lot of clients. There was one time I went to a client's home, and the lamp that was in the corner, it just felt like to me that it had barbed wire around it. I couldn't really explain it. It just felt uncomfortable. And I asked her about the lamp, and she goes, oh, I just absolutely hate that lamp, you know. And to me, it doesn't make any sense to live with something that you absolutely hate. So you want to get rid of things that bring sad memories. I mean, you can be in a relationship and somebody gave you something in that relationship to wear or piece of jewelry, and every single time if you wear it, if it brings back sad memories, it
right.
needs to find a different home.
Right, yeah. I totally agree, because I had something that somebody gave me out of a relationship, and I had been debating, you know, thinking, okay, is it something I want to keep? Is it something that is going to benefit my higher good? And then I realized that there was an emotional attachment. Luckily, I cut that emotional attachment off. Now it's just something that I like. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
have that same feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to keep it because I really, you know, I liked it, but I had to break that
yeah.
energy hold.
I usually say to my clients, you know, if there's something that you absolutely love, then your love will overcome any negativity. That's the way you need to look at it. But if there is something that you completely dislike, then it
right.
doesn't have any place in your life. You know, you
right.
then you just need to let it go.
Yeah. And you know, you talked about also, you know, keeping your front door. I went to this house one time and I walked up in the front porch. I mean, I just got this awful feeling as soon as I was approaching the house, and I got to the front porch, and the front porch was, you could hardly walk on the front porch. And I was like, okay, I don't like this. I don't like this feeling. It just felt very blocked. And I was like, okay, am I even welcomed here? Because it didn't send out a welcoming message. It felt like stay away, you know.
Right. Yeah, in a lot of houses, you know, you can walk down the street and you can kind of – I love doing this, and I also do a little bit – I do numerology also, so I'll do the numerology of the house and I'll walk by and look at – you can always tell the houses that are proud of themselves. You know, the houses always have personalities. So your personality gets interposed on the house, and so your house also, you know, has a personality. I always recommend to my clients anytime that they're looking at a new house, as soon as they walk in, they need to say hello to the house and kind of see what kind of vibes you get back from the house, from that energy. There is such a thing as, you know, some houses can have anger energy because there's been a lot of fights there. So I do a lot of clearing, you know, consultations also, where I'll go and work on clearing the energy of the house. And it does help to do the numerology of your house also and figure that out too.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, and I would recommend people, you know, to get in touch with you and you know, talk to you. Now, do you do, I know that you're in Oklahoma City, right? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I'm in Oklahoma City, yes.
Okay, can you cleanse homes from a distance, or do you have to be there?
Well, I have done that from a distance. The only thing that would need to be is that I would need to look at something where, you know, if somebody had Skype, if somebody could walk through the house or take photographs, and then I can kind of I need to look at the house. It's not a good idea to clean up your house before I come or before you want to send me the pictures. I want to look at your house the way that you live in it so that I can see where the stagnant areas are. Whenever I see my clients, the email that goes out to them, I let them know that I don't want to – don't get the house company ready. I want to see it the way that you live in it, you know, because that's going to show me where your energy is stuck. So – usually when I look at a house from, you know, long distance, I can get a pretty good idea. I need more, you know, in-depth photographs, or they have to take it, you know, on Skype and show me the different rooms and show me. And at that point, it's a little bit harder for me to pick up on the energy as to where there are problems, but usually I can. That's not a problem. And then I give different kinds of cures. You know, one thing that people can always do is mist their rooms with water and lavender and cinnamon and lemon in it, and that really helps clear up the energy. And if you've had an argument, lavender is a really great soothing, you know, scent that can be left in the room that will really help with that. And then you can do a lot of smudging and different types of cures that I have. You can hang up a crystal, or you can just kind of do different cures for different clearings that need to be done.
Yeah, because I noticed that on your website you had crystals and actually pretty reasonable. I mean, I looked
yes.
at your prices and I was like, man, that is awesome. Because
well,
I was totally shocked when I looked at the price. I was like, okay, yeah.
Well, one of the things that I completely believe in this, I've been able to find a really good person who has wholesale crystals.
Uh-huh.
And to me, it makes sense to, this is going to be a great tool for somebody to be able to have that. And I have seen those same crystals sell for, the one that I sell for $10, I have seen it sold for $40.
Right.
And it doesn't make any sense to me. That is not good karam. And I know that you guys, the world knows that word as karma, but that's not the right way to say the word. The word is karam. So that's not good karam to have that for me to gouge somebody out, you know.
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't feel like that would be it's not a good deed for me to do because that would be dishonest.
Right. Yeah, because that's how I was when I looked at your site. Because, I mean, I had just priced some crystals at another
uh-huh.
store. I won't mention where. But, yeah, and their prices were not yours. So that's why I was so shocked. But, you know, because crystals, I really do believe in that. And I do believe that it's real important. Now, also, like candles. Are candles important, would you say?
Well, I think that there's lots of different kinds of cures that you can have. Like, say, for example, if you wanted to invite romance into your life, then
okay.
you could have pink candles, pink or red candles. And then red candles are great for reputation. Green candles overall are really great for overall health. Yellow candles are really great for communication. You know, white candles are great for spirituality so that you can have different kinds of spiritual experiences or invite that settledness inside yourself with a pure white candle. Green and blue are really great for extended family relations, and a blue candle is also great to have as far as, helpful people and mentors coming into your life. So you can correspond. I don't like to do too many cures. I usually, when I am talking with my clients, I'll start off very, very small. I'll look at the three things that I like to do are three different crystals. I'll go ahead and put a crystal in the financial area and one in the love and romance area, especially if somebody is looking for romance, and one in the career area, a small one. And then if things don't move within the next 2 or 3 weeks, then I'll ramp it up with different things. You can always have a black candle in your career area because black is, as far as water is concerned, it's the symbol for water. So, or you can have, a bird bath by your front door. So different things. For helpful people area, I like to put an angel out there because an angel is not only going to protect you, but also going to bring in helpful people. Some people don't care for angel energy, and so in that case, you can go ahead and have a gargoyle or a fairy. It kind of depends. I deal with lots of different, belief systems. Some people like to have fairies, and other people would like to have, foo dogs, or other people would like to have angels. So you just kind of, make it. And some people, as far as your spirituality is concerned, I like the goddess Kuan Yin, but a lot of Christians are going to react better to Saint Francis. So, I just kind of adjust it, and then other people are going to like Buddha. So I just, it's very custom-made type of thing.
Right. Yeah, because everybody's, their energies, their belief systems, things are different, and you have to work within that. Yes.
Right.
And that's one thing I liked about energy, because it will adapt to,
yes,
us.
Yes.
Yes. And it doesn't matter what our belief systems is, it's the same energy. And that's what I always tell people, we're all connected by the same energy, that universal energy.
Yes.
We just get hung up on all these other belief systems. And so, you know, the main thing is to keep that chi flowing and in our lives. Because I notice, like, with my own self, you know, I know that I can always tell when I'm feeling a little depressed because all of a sudden I'll start having a whole bunch of clutter, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's I'm not picking up. So that's telling me immediately that's a sign to me that, okay, there's something wrong. You know, there's something wrong with my energy because I don't – normally my house is neat, you know. So so the first sign to me that there's a problem with my energy is, you know, all of a sudden if I'm not picking up, you know, the dishes, if I'm not doing the dishes, if, you know, the laundry is just being thrown all over the house, you know, those are signs to me that there's something wrong with my energy. And would you say that with a lot of people? Would you say that that might be a –
Yes, 100% of the time. Yeah, if you are feeling lethargic or you're feeling, you know, there's a lack of motivation or you feel like you don't have a direction. Now, there are some people who their home looks just absolutely pristine because there was this. This is where I learned when the very first time I'd done a consultation for one of my clients here in Oklahoma City, the house looked absolutely immaculate. And I just couldn't figure out why they were having problems. And then when I started opening up closets and cupboards, that's where everything was stuffed. So clutter behind closed doors is still clutter. So you could have an absolutely pristine house for a company. You know, that's what I mean when it's company ready. But all of your, you know, your closets and your cupboards and other places are just stuffed full of stuff, then that, it doesn't mean that the chi is still flowing. The chi still will get stuck wherever there is clutter. So I always, you know, that's a very good metaphor for someone who wants to give the appearance of everything is okay, and they present that false facade, and inside everything is a jumble. So as you can see, you know, your house is a metaphor for you. So you can look at it like if everything is pushed away, stuffed away, then you're not really dealing with those issues. You know, whenever you start clearing out clutter, it's emotional. You are dealing with your emotional life. Every piece of clothing, every photograph that you have, every piece of paper, it has a memory attached to it. And so when you are clearing all of that stuff, you're really clearing a lot of your emotional debris.
Yeah, because I agree totally with that, because I remember there was a time in my life when, well, I had been married and we got divorced, and I was hanging on to a lot of stuff I needed to let go of, and I couldn't understand why, you know, what was going on with me. And then I started looking around and I was thinking, well, I can't get past this because I'm hanging on to all this junk, you know, that I know that no longer is benefiting me. And then as soon as I started getting rid of it, you know, I started feeling better about myself, started feeling better about my situation. And yeah, I agree. You know, there was a lot of papers and things that I thought was very important at the moment, but then realizing, okay, this is not going to hold me, you know, I'm not going to let this one little picture hold me back from my future because I don't want to be stuck. And a lot of times, I'm sure you would agree with this, a lot of times we don't even realize we're stuck, you know. And we need somebody like you that can come into our homes and into our lives and saying, okay, look at what your home is like, you know, because I agree with you. I believe our homes do represent us. And you know, and a lot of times we don't even see that. And, you know, I'm learning this for the first time about that. But I can see, you know, looking at my own life, you know, I can see how that does reflect. And so, you know, we do need somebody like you. And I am so glad that you have this gift. I mean, because, you know, I think it's something that's real important. And now let's talk about businesses. We haven't really talked about businesses. We've been talking about people's homes. But, I mean, a lot of my listeners have their own business. And, and you know, and again, I'm sure you can apply the same thing.
Yes.
You know,
you take the Bhagwa map and you apply it to the business, and you'll be interested in knowing that Donald Trump builds all of his casinos, every building that he has, he uses feng shui for everything. You know, I mean, he's been using feng shui. The very first time that I heard about feng shui was like in the mid 80s. I was watching the evening news, and it was Tom Brokaw, and he was talking about Donald Trump using an Eastern philosophy for all of his casinos, and then they started talking about feng shui. And I had been interested in it, you know, for quite a while, and my family lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, and then my mother had always done it. We are Hindus, and so there's an Indian component to feng shui, which is called Vastu Shastra, and so we had always practiced that. And so feng shui and vastu are very, very similar. And so I thought about that, and I thought, this is very interesting. You know, if Donald Trump is doing it and so is Oprah Winfrey, it's getting ready to hit the United States. And that was like in the mid-80s, like I said, like in 84. And, you know, and it takes a while before it kind of gets into the middle of the country. But, you know, the whole thing with feng shui is it's just a very solution-oriented philosophy. So you can just kind of like, you can take a really good look at your home, and that will be a mirror for your life, as to what's happening in your life.
Right. Yeah. I totally agree. I mean, I was still sort of shocked that Donald Trump was doing it. But
yeah,
it makes sense. Yeah. You know, because I'm still stuck there. You know, it's like, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's totally amazing. And you look at, you know, looking at him, you know, and look at what he has accomplished, you know, and a lot of that he would probably tell you it's because of that, you know, setting up things for that energy to flow. And
right, and businesses can, you know, just kind of like I said, you just take the, for in order to have, you know, good business traffic, you know, you can hang a chime out by your front door of your business, or a really colorful flag, or you know, kind of like a windmobile, anything that kind of generates, you know, energy outside your business, you can do that. You can always put. I do a lot of business consultations. There's a, you know, a ton of doctors and lawyers that get in touch with me, but they don't, and business people, they don't really want anyone else knowing that they've hired me. So that's very interesting, you know.
Yeah.
But so there's just different kinds of things. And another thing I'd like to say to your listeners is that your kitchen is a wealth generator. So you really need to keep your kitchen in good working order. Your stove is a wealth generator. Make sure that your stove is in good working order, that all four burners are working, and make sure that they, you know, you use all four of them. I know we have the tendency to use maybe one or two, so switch it up a little bit and use other burners at the same time.
Okay. Now, I have a question with that. Why that? I mean, why is that important?
Why your stove? Well, again, it's a metaphor, because on your stove, you are able to feed, you know, you're feeding your family on the stove. And so your kitchen is where you are nourishing your family. So if you're taking good care of that aspect of your life, then that will mean you have good health. And then that will translate into that you are going to be able to find a good job. And, you know, so it just kind of, it trickles down all the way. So your kitchen is always going to be a wealth generator. This is where you feed your family. So your stove is where you do the cooking. And if all four burners are not working, that means you're not going to be able to feed everyone, or it's going to be difficult. So it translates into that. Another thing that you want to be careful of is if, you know, water is dripping, or you have leaks in your home, you know, like water is dripping from your bathroom faucet, or the toilet is running all the time, that's a silent drain on your money. So you need to be aware of that and make sure that you get those leaks fixed. Again, that's a metaphor, because if water is running out like that, that means you're actually losing money because you're having to pay for the water. So you have to kind of start thinking in terms of how can I save money the other thing that I always teach my clients is if they say to me, I don't have any money at the end of the month, I put them on a really strict kind of, an exercise, and that is write down your expense, every single penny that you spend for a whole month. In fact, that's something that we are doing on my Facebook page, on my Sunita's Feng Shui, is that you are going to write down every little expense, and at the end of the month, you're going to tally up how much money came in and how much money you were spending. Most people have no idea how much money they're spending every single month.
Right. Yeah, because, they go buy this, buy that, and
yes,
not keeping track. And then they're, because I know I'm bad at that. I told, that might be a practice I need to do. But, mm-hmm, it just really, paying attention to what we're doing. And,
yes,
and it's really easy for that just to be slipping to our fingers,
right,
and we don't even realize it.
And I think another thing is people have a very complicated relationship with money. Most of my clients don't have any problem as far as when it comes to their spirituality or their relationship with the Creator.
Right.
But when it comes to money, there's just a lot of anxiety about it. So
right,
the thing with money is that you need to understand money wants to multiply.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the one who's hindering it, because of the way that you have your the way your spending habits. Your spending habits really, you have to be mindful of money. Money wants to multiply, and that's money's main aim in life, and there is nothing wrong with money. It's the way people use money that makes it difficult.
Yeah, and while we're on this subject, because you are, from a different area, would you say that culture is different in different areas as focused as money is?
I think so, because, in Hinduism, you have a goddess of prosperity, and I think that when you have a goddess of prosperity, you have the tendency to be more respectful. People are not respectful towards money. You give your life energy. When you go to your job, you give your life energy for that paycheck. So when you bring that paycheck home and you squander it, who are you disrespecting?
Mm-hmm.
You're disrespecting yourself.
Right. Yeah.
So when you disrespect yourself, why would there be money coming in? So you have to look at it like, okay, I gave 8 hours of my life to this job. When I get that paycheck, I need to be completely engaged and completely mindful of how I'm spending this money.
Correct. Yeah, totally agree. I would say that again, going back to myself, I would always know, like, when I'm depressed because all of a sudden I have no money, I think we do this to ourselves, because a lot of our problems, especially in the United States, I believe, is centered around money.
Yes.
And, and relationships, they fight over money. Everything,
yes,
is money. And so, and we do it to ourselves because we're just, not paying attention to it,
mm-hmm,
and Spirit wants to bless us and bring that in. And I agree with the multiplying thing. It wants to multiply, but then, we just wander it around and really wasting.
Yeah, we get in the way.
Yeah, we do. And,
yeah,
so we have to be mindful. Now, let's talk about, could you give us your website address one more time, please,
sure,
if you don't mind?
No problem. It's www.sunitasitara.com, sunitasitara.com.
Right.
You can just even Google Sunita, Oklahoma City, and it will come up.
Okay. Yeah, and if you can't remember all of that, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualtalkradio.net, and if you click on her picture, you'll go right to her website. Make it really easy on you. So that way you don't have to remember all that stuff. You can just go there and click around. But yeah, I just find this intriguing, you know, and it's opening my eyes to a whole bunch of stuff in my own life. Yeah, and so, because like you said earlier, you know, sometimes we're doing stuff when we're not even realizing we've done it, while you've been talking, I've been thinking about my life, and I'm thinking, okay, because one thing that about me is I could go into my home, and the first thing when I enter my house, before it's even got any furniture in or anything like that, I'm focusing, okay, this is where I want this to go, where I want this to go. And I was mindful of the energy flow, not even realizing I was mindful of it, you know. Because one time I had this house and I had a chair by my front door, and then I came in one day and I was like, okay, something is wrong, and I thought, okay, wait, this chair is saying like it's like a roadblock. You know, it was saying, okay, this is my space, and I felt unsafe at the moment. You know, there was a lot of stuff going on in my life. I felt nervous. I felt unsafe. So without knowing it, I had set up a roadblock saying I didn't want you in my house.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, it takes people like yourself to come in and say, you know, say, hey, okay, this is what's going on, and pointing out, yeah, and I thought it was funny when you said, you know, a lot of times people clean up, you know, before you get there, because I think of this lady she hired a housekeeper, but she would always clean her house before the housekeeper came there, and so it's sort of the same thing, you know, you know, don't flow, you know, don't mess around with the energy until the energy cleaner comes,
Yeah, leave it for me to look at it. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because, you know, otherwise you're not going to know. And, you know, and I also thought it was very interesting of how, you know, when we do have company, I've been guilty of this, you know, I would just shove stuff in the closet when somebody's coming over and you know, or shove it underneath the couch or underneath the bed or somewhere. But we're still hanging on to it. You know, we're still hanging on to that clutter and that stuff, and we're not letting it go. Because there's things that right now I'm thinking of, okay, why am I hanging on to this stuff? So there's stuff I need to get rid of.
I agree. I suggest to my clients that they go ahead and set a timer for about 15 minutes and just work on one small area, like in your chest of drawers. Just pull out one drawer and go through that. When your timer goes off, at that point decide if you want to do another 15 minutes. If you break it up in piecemeal, that's what makes the difference. That's what's going to give you, you know, a win instead of, because otherwise people will take out all of the things out of the closet, throw it on the floor. And I've done this myself where it's just like, oh, I can't stand my closet anymore. And I start taking everything out. But instead, you work on a small area, you know. And the other thing I always recommend to my clients is get rid of 27 items. 27 is, as far as numerology is concerned, it's 9. That means that it's, you know, complete energy. 9 is the highest number in numerology. 9 is not enough. 18 is also not enough. 27 is just the right number to get rid of 27 things, because your mind gets kind of caught up in counting, and before you know it, you've, you know, cleaned out your closet or at least part of it. So that's the best way to do it, is so that you can have a sense of satisfaction rather than a sense of feeling dejected and that I didn't get anything done.
Right. Yeah, because I totally agree with that, too, because going back to my own life, you know, it's like, you know, one time I took everything, you know, out of my closet, out of my drawers, and got everything ready to clean out, and then I just felt overwhelmed.
Yes, you feel overwhelmed. Yeah, exactly. That's what happens.
Yeah, and then you just put everything back.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Or what's even worse is one time I was cleaning my house and I got so frustrated and I went to the store and bought more stuff I didn't need.
Yeah.
And so that happens.
Yeah, those kinds of things definitely happen. That's true.
Yeah, and so, you know, I found this very interesting. You know, I don't know where all the time went, but, you know, because we didn't even get to the numerology stuff I wanted to talk about, because I just got into this feng shui thing, because I find it so interesting, and it is important. I believe it's real important, especially now as we move into new energies, as we, you know, as we advance forward in our own spirituality. You know, I think it's real important for us to really look at this in our, you know, in our homes, because, like mm-hmm. you said, our homes are a reflection of, and so, you know, one thing that I'm sure you would tell our listeners is, you know, look at your home right now, and you know, how does it look, you know,
and that might be
saying a message to you.
Yeah, how does it feel exactly?
Right. Yeah. And before we let you go, because you mentioned this, you know, a lot of times, can we do this with like an empty house? Like, let's say I'm thinking about buying a new house. Let's just go here. Or maybe I'm looking at apartments. Can we pick up on the energies of those places, would you say?
Yes, definitely. In fact, I just saw a client yesterday. She's thinking about buying a new house, and she really wanted me to come and take a look at that house before they moved into it. It's always a good idea to get in touch with a feng shui consultant, either before you're getting ready to move into a house. If you're going to build a house, you need to get in touch with a feng shui consultant. And go and look at the house. I just did a quick tour of the house, and it's better to know ahead of time what kind of energy you're walking into than to buy the house and then afterwards go, oh, darn. You know, because sometimes if your financial area ends up in the bathroom and that's where, and the toilet is in that far left corner, I would recommend, you know, there's different things that you can definitely do, but I don't see what would be the point of having a negative going in. There was a client of mine, they had the business and the financial area ended up in the toilet, and before they moved into that location, I did say to them, I have reservations about this. And then she said, well, can you, you know, do some cures? And I said, okay, you know, we can do some cures, but you're already going into it with a negative, you know, because when you have a toilet and every time you're flushing it, that means money is being flushed down the toilet. You need to put the lid down and then flush the toilet. That will minimize it. But at the same time, if you've got a drain there, that's the problem as far as feng shui is concerned. If there's a drain, then that is draining away energy from you. So you need to kind of keep that in mind. And as it turned out with that client, you know, they were in that location for about 3 months, and then they just kind of stopped. They moved to another location. So it's always a good idea to get in touch with the feng shui consultant before you either move into a new location as far as your business is concerned, or you buy a new house, or if you're planning a house, have me, you know, look over the floor plan, because right. that is going to save you in the long run to pay a consultant ahead of time. You know, it's just, it's productive that way.
I know one thing. I'd be in touch with you because I just find this very interesting. Because I remember one time I went into a restaurant. I had never been there before, and I walked in, and I just started feeling very uncomfortable. You know, it was like something was wrong, and I looked around and I thought, okay, how do I even get into to where I need to be? You know, I couldn't figure. It felt like everything was blocking me, and so I thought, okay, and I turned around and left. You know, because it just wasn't inviting, and that's what you're saying, you know.
Right.
It's that energy, and you know, a lot of times we don't even realize it. You know, we go into somebody's home, and all of a sudden we feel uncomfortable there
mm-hmm.
or not wanted there. Basically, the home is probably telling us that.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Say, you know, you're not wanted here. And so, but yeah, you know, clutter is definitely not you know, something that we need. I remember one time this person, a friend of mine, well, it wasn't really a friend of mine, but it was a friend of some one of my friends, and we went over to their house, and they had boxes. You couldn't even hardly walk in their home. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why do we have all this stuff, you know? But, you know, it was organized to them. You know, they knew where everything was, but it just sent me, you know, you couldn't even sit down. They had too much stuff. And that was saying something about their life, you know, that their life was not... To me, what it said is that, you know, they didn't have no room for anybody.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And then you do something like that in your bedroom, you know, if you have a lot of things, like you should never have work-related items in your bedroom, or you shouldn't have workout equipment, because then that will translate into that your relationship is a workout, you know, and harder to maintain the relationship. So like I said, it's all very metaphorical.
Yeah, because I remember one time I had, you know, going back to me again, you know, I had a bedroom and I moved, you know, some of my stuff, some of my business stuff that I do, like with the show and stuff, into my bedroom. And all of a sudden I couldn't sleep, you know. I thought, okay, what is wrong? And then I realized, you know, I had all this, the worry. Right there where I was sleeping. And I was like, okay, I got to move this away. And we don't even pay attention to some of this stuff. And I found it very interesting. I hope that you can come back with us sometimes. We can talk about numerology with you.
Sure.
But you know, because I had some people already sending me emails saying, hey, she's got great energy. Have her back. So that's a good thing.
Right.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your gifts with us and with the world. I find this very intriguing. And like I said, I wish we had a lot more time. And like I said, also, you're always welcome back here. Thank you so much for coming with us. I guess I am going to let you go for tonight, but
okay.
I don't want to. But we can't talk forever.
Next time you can have your listeners call in, and I'll be happy to answer questions.
Okay, yeah, we definitely will do that. And now let's give your website one more time in case somebody's interested. And I would tell them to go over there. There's some amazing stuff over there. So
thank
give us
you.
Your website. Yeah.
Okay, it's sunitasitara.com. It's SunitaSitara.com. It's just my name, SunitaSitara.com.
Yeah, and like I said, it's an amazing website. There's a lot of stuff over there, and if you're looking for crystals, that's the place to go. So,
yes.
Yeah, trust me, I've been in other stores. You will not find that price any place else. There might be some out there, but those are very reasonable prices for crystals, because I've been to a lot of places. And next time I'm looking for a crystal, you'll be hearing from me. Thank you so much for being on tonight, and it's been a pleasure and a joy, and hopefully you've enjoyed yourself as well.
I did. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a great night, and we're looking forward to having you back on here pretty soon. All right. Thank
Sounds
you.
Good. Okay,
all right. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, if you are interested in feng shui, that is the feng shui lady. Other people can do it too. But like you said, you know, if you're looking at a business or you're looking for a house, definitely look at a consultant. You know, look at somebody that can come in there and say, okay, this is something's going on here. Look at your energy. Let's look at what's going on in your lives. And the one thing, like right now, I want you to really, let's just spend 17 minutes looking around your home from where you are right now. Look at your home and see what it is saying. What is it saying to you about you? You know, does it look like it's flowing? Is there a problem area? Do you feel like that there's a problem area? And we're not getting on to you. We're just trying to help you. Because the one thing that I think is very important right now is energy flow. And let's say right now, my living room, I'm not at my home, but let's say that I'm at my house And I look around and all I see is stacks and stacks of newspapers. I just have newspapers laying all over my house. Okay? And I can't even walk through my house without hitting a newspaper. Okay? Then that might mean that there's some emotional clutter in me. That my energy is not flowing. That my energy can't move around. Are you following? That's what I got from tonight. You know, looking at chi and looking at that energy, that universal energy that wants to flow into our lives, but are we allowing it to flow into our lives? Are we putting chairs blocking the energy flow? Saying, hey, you know, I want somebody into my life, but if we have a chair blocking our door, what is that saying? You know, or what she mentioned about, you know, let's say that you want a soulmate. A lot of you call me and say, Michael, I want somebody to come into my life, and when are they going to come into my life? But if you look at your bedroom right now, is there space for them? Is there space in your closet for them? If they came into your life right now, would there be room for them? And also, a lot of people, I hate to tell you, your partners are probably very intuitive. And if they come into your home and they see your closet's full, or you don't have room for them. My own personal life. Let's go here. I was wanting a relationship with this particular person. I won't say who. And I really wanted to fit in to this. But when I got to their house, it was too neat. There was no place for me. And I knew that. There was no place for me to fit. And I talked to them about it. It's making me sad thinking about it. But, you know, I talked to them about it, and I said, there's no place here for me. You say you want me in your life, but there's not even a shelf for me to put my toothbrush when I come to visit. There was no place for me. And it's sad for them because they want somebody in their life and they can't realize that. Maybe that's what I'm sad about, maybe. Because they want somebody in their life, but they're not making that room for them. They're too stuck in their stuff. You know, so we have to look at what messages are we sending? What is our home saying to other people about us? You know, and I found it very interesting because every show I have a candle that I light, and it's a white candle, of course. And I light it because, to me, when I light that candle, I'm setting that sacred space. You know, I'm putting that intent out there. Saying, okay, I'm opening myself up. I'm opening up to this program. I'm opening up my energy to the universal chi, into that source. You know, the one thing I would say is that, you know, the universal energy is one energy. It's not a whole bunch of energies. It's one energy. One energy flow. One energy source. And I think, again, I wanted to hit this really fast here, is I think a lot of times one thing that we have to really look at is belief systems. Are our belief systems holding us back? This is just a question. And something I'm asking myself, as I'm asking you. Is our belief systems keeping us stuck? Are our belief systems about money holding us back? You know, I thought it was very interesting, and I just want to hit a point here, is I didn't know about Donald Trump. I can see it. if you look at Donald Trump and you look at the casinos he has and every building that he has, they flow. You might not like some of his belief systems. You might not like some of his political views. But if you look at how he manages business, how he builds things, you'll learn something. You know, we don't have to, you know, like his views on things. But if we just look at his how he builds things and how he does business, you will learn something. He focuses. I bet right now that he would know every penny where it goes. My grandpa, when he was in his 90s, he did his own checkbook until he was 93 years old. And even when he couldn't do it himself, he would know every penny, where every penny was, and would have to account for every penny. One time my sister was doing his books, and he got all frustrated because one penny was missing, and he couldn't account for it. You know, you might be thinking that's funny, but to him it was important. He grew up in the Great Depression. That penny, he couldn't sleep one night. My sister had to find out where that penny went before he could sleep. Because it was just driving him crazy. He couldn't account for it. And he had a lot of money because he focused on that. He focused on knowing where every penny went, every dime went, everything went. A lot of us just let it just flow out of our hands and we cannot account for anything. And I'm not getting on to you, Spirit's not getting on to you, because I need to work on this. This is an area that I need to work on. But abundance is ours. And so we need to be accountable for what Spirit brings into our lives, be it money, be it whatever. I feel like that we need to be more accountable for it and focused on it. And I know that I'm going to start working on this in my own life. Pay attention. If all of a sudden, let's say your house is really nice and neat, and all of a sudden your house starts being trashy. Okay, let's say that normally you do all the dishes, and all of a sudden, let's just say, you know, right now, let's just say, for example, I just got done eating supper, and my supper dishes from 2 days ago are still sitting in my sink. That might be a sign to me that maybe I'm depressed. Maybe there's something going on with me. Maybe my thought patterns need to be looked at. Just a thought. We will let you know tomorrow if we're going to be on tomorrow. Pay attention to the show page. There's a lot of stuff going on with me right now. I'm not going to go into it because a lot of it's personal. Just pray for me. Right now, I would probably tell you that we're not going to be on tomorrow. But I do listen to a higher voice than mine. So I do have a boss, and that is the spirit within me. And I try to listen to that. So we'll see what my boss says tomorrow. But right now, pay attention to the show page. We will be here Wednesday, and hopefully my guest will be with us. I'm having a hard time getting a hold of them. But right now, we do have John. And I'm going to have to work on guest names, I guess. I can't pronounce his last name either, but he's going to be – I can get his first name, John. So he will be with us on Wednesday. I do apologize. I'm just not really good at names. But John's with us on Wednesday, and I do have a guest. Michelle is with us. I believe it's Michelle with us on Friday. All right. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your thoughts and all that stuff. I love you guys. And let's work together to make a better world. Because it comes down to the bottom line. It comes down to us all working for, we're all working, should be working for the same purpose, and that is to better the world. And that's what I would like to think that I'm trying to do here. And so that I will tell you that in February there are going to be some changes to this program. Be watching for those in February. There are going to be some changes that come up in February. Nothing major, but there will be a few changes here and there, just tweaking on a few things. Okay. If you'd like to get hold of me, you can get hold of me through my personal website, which is www.insightswithmichael.com. It is, yes, changing again. So check it out, I got to find something else to be creative with. But hey, at least Virtual Talk Radio hasn't changed. It's stayed the same. It's just Insights with Michael that changes, and maybe that's telling me something about that as well. I need to look at that. Insights with Michael. .com. Spiritual Talk Radio is spiritualtalkradio.net. Alright. Check them out. If you would like to get hold of me, the email to get hold of me is spiritualtalkradio@ymail.com. spiritualtalkradio@ymail.com. Alright. All right, Spirit just told me something, and I got 4 minutes to deal with this. So we're going to hurry. I feel like that there's somebody out there that's listening to me right now, live. You're not feeling good. You might have a temperature. I will tell you that should be breaking. I do believe you have a temperature. You need to watch that. Your temperature is a little high. Please watch that. I do feel like that as long as you keep an eye on it, it should be okay. If that peaks, please go to your ER. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you that if that you can't get under control within, I would keep an eye on it. If it can't get under control in the next 2 hours, please do me a favor. I don't ask a lot from you. But if that fever doesn't break in the next 2 hours, it is now 7:26 Central Time. If that doesn't break in the next 2 hours, I need you to go to the ER. Okay. Please listen to me. If your fever does not break in the next 2 hours, if it continues to get high, continues to move up, please, please listen. Please go to your ER. I know that ERs are expensive, but at what price would you stay home? Okay, I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm telling you, if you don't go to the ER, there could be a bigger problem, okay? And so I want you on this side, okay? Stay on this side with me, all right? All right, thank you. It feels like this is a woman, an older woman, probably in her 70s, 80s maybe. Please pay attention to my voice and the seriousness that it took, okay? And that should tell you something, all right? All right, have a good night. Thank you for listening. Please be with us next time we're on. That might be tomorrow. For sure, Wednesday. We'll be here for sure on Wednesday, iffy tomorrow. All right. Right now I would say Wednesday. So I was a betting man. Have a good night. Thank you for tuning in to Spiritual Talk Radio. See you guys later. Bye-bye. Let's put on a song here and close out. Let's try, I'm trying to find a song. Let's go with this one. All right, see you guys later. Bye.